Hello, I'm Sue Ireland. I'm the Director of Open Spaces for the City of London Corporation, and I manage 11,000 acres of green space around London with the help of a large team of staff. And we have some iconic spaces that people will know well know, like Epping Forest, which is London's largest green space. We think of these green spaces as the green lungs or the green belt of London, because we encircle London. Epping Forest is particularly important for its ancient woodland, but it actually runs from south 12 miles north to north of Epping Town and has a wide range of different landscapes. Another iconic site is Hampstead Heath, which has not only some wild countryside but also natural swimming ponds and a lido as sports facilities. In the same area, we also look after Highgate Wood and a little further west, Queen's Park on the edge of Westminster. So Hampstead Heath is only a few kilometres from the centre of London. And then if you go further west, out to as far as Buckinghamshire, we have Burnham Beeches and Stoke Common, just to the north of Slough. And those are particularly known for their ancient woodland and for the heathland there. And then swinging round in an anti-clockwise direction around London, to the south we have what we call the City Commons. There are a series of seven commons from Ashtead in the west right round to Kenley on the Surrey-Kent borders in the Bromley-Croydon areas. And again, they're a lovely mixture of different landscapes, from chalk downland with beautiful spring flowers to woodland and coppice woodland. And then going back further into London, on the east side of Newham, we have Newham's largest green space, West Ham Park. And just to the north of that, the City of London Cemetery and Crematorium, which is a Grade 1 landscape. And if that wasn't sufficient, then also we actually manage over 200 green spaces here in the Square Mile. The green spaces in the Square Mile vary from little gardens to disused burial grounds and churchyards. And some of them are hard landscaped areas with flowering plants. We provide a range of different habitats within these, so not only are they important for people, but they're still important for nature conservation and biodiversity here in the city. The interesting thing about the history of these open spaces is how they came about originally. And the story I've been told is that the city was managing the cemetery and crematorium and doing a very good job of managing it when Epping Forest was coming under threat from the possibility of being built on by landowners, property developers, and the Victorians recognised that they needed to protect it. And so they looked around for an organisation that would have the right degree of care and responsibility and ability to look after this. And so, as I understand it, that was one of the reasons why the City Corporation was asked to manage Epping Forest back in 1878. And the other sites that we manage are either parts of those original Open Space Acts of dating back to that period, or we've taken on slightly more recently. Hampstead Heath is one of our more recent acquisitions. But the interesting thing with all of these is that they have their own Acts of Parliament that protect them. And the Victorians recognised how important these green spaces were for Londoners, both from a recreational perspective and for protecting the landscape for the future. And 150 years later, the City Corporation is still taking on that responsibility and looking after those areas and provides the core funding. Each site is a charitable trust, and we do look to find other forms of funding to help support that work. In terms of the joys of the job, it's very much the wide range of landscapes that one is looking after. Ancient woodland, pollards. In Epping Forest, we have more ancient pollards than many European countries own. So they are a tremendous responsibility for us to look after. But when you mix that with beautiful chalk downland or heathland, so it's that wide diversity of habitat and what all the creatures that live within those habitats, mixed together with the people that work with me to make this the sites the most important sites from a public perspective, and everybody locally who lives around these sites obviously understand the importance of them, but it's getting that message across to the wider London. To make sure that everybody understands that although we have the core funding from the corporation, we're still always looking to find extra means of funding and supporting these sites for others. So I'm very passionate about the importance of landscape for people, and so I have a marvellous job in that sense. The challenge is always about juggling. I always say our managers are at most jugglers, because we have so many different demands on us, from people, from cyclists, from dog walkers, from sports activities. Everybody wants to make use of those spaces, and we have to juggle those needs and demands with nature conservation, which of course doesn't have its own voice. And so for us, that's the balance that we're always working to try to achieve.